I used to be a deferrer, like all of us have been, and you probably are right now. And I wanted to start this podcast. And I started listening to podcasts when I was about 15 or 14 years old, on and off. But I then started going to the gym and started to listen to some more self-improvement podcasts, which really changed my life, changed my behaviors, and helped me stop becoming a deferrer. Started reading books on how to take action, stuff like the 4-Hour Workweek, which I highly recommend you reading. And after all of this, I was still hesitant to start my own show. Why? Because I thought I was too young. I thought I wasn't smart enough. I thought I wouldn't be able to get any guests. I thought, oh, I'll write down the entire plan and then I'll do it. I'll do it after I finish university, or I'll do it when I'm 25. Just going to have a sip of my coffee. Today we're having a Lavazza Italian roast. Very, very good coffee company from Turin. Thing I love about Italian coffee, it's actually Ethiopian coffee, because coffee beans don't grow in Italy, right? But it's called Italian coffee or Italian roast, I think, because they roast the coffee in Italy, but they get the beans from Ethiopia because Italy colonized Ethiopia. So they basically stole their coffee beans and rebranded it as Italian. Anyway, that's a side note, but highly recommend drinking Italian roast coffee beans if you haven't tried them. They're quite dark, quite chocolatey, sometimes a bit bitter, but really good. Anyway, what were we talking about? Oh, the analogy of the podcast. So I put off doing a podcast for at least a year. I was preoccupied with other stuff, basically just deferred it. You know, it was in my mind, but you know when you need to do something, if it sticks in your mind for more than a day, more than a week, more than 6 months. The longer it sticks in your mind, the longer it survives in your memory, the more you should probably do it. So I first started of thinking of starting a podcast maybe a year or two ago, and that thought never left my brain. It was always in the background. It just stuck in the back of my mind. And it got to the point where I finally just took action, because I was walking back home one day and something just clicked in my mind, and I stopped deferring and I started taking action. And I did write stuff in my notes. It's good to have a little plan, but I knew I have to start it as soon as possible. So instead of trying to figure out how to get guests on the show, all I did was just find a radio room on my university campus and record a solo episode of me extracting lessons from my favorite books that I've read recently. And the reason why I did this is because if you want to be an outlier and not a deferrer, you have to take action really quick. Inspiration is perishable. When you first get the thought to do something and you get that surge of dopamine and you get that excitement, that means take action as soon as possible. Someday is a disease that'll take your dreams to the grave with you. It's so easy to have this idea and then write it down and plan it, but all you're doing is deferring it, and your inspiration to do that will wane very, very quickly. So if you want to stop being a deferrer and you want to start taking action, you need to act on your inspiration and on your ideas super fast. And you have nothing to lose, especially if you're young. You don't have kids, you don't have a house. You should just take small risks very often, and you'll often find there was no risk to begin with. So for the podcast, I already had a camera. I could get a microphone from the university stores. I could rent that out as part of my course. And instead of waiting to get guests on, I just recorded a solo episode straight away. Did that for the first 5 episodes. That gave me momentum. Then I started getting guests on my show. And now I have 50,000 monthly listeners on YouTube. But it all started with an idea, which I implemented super quickly, because I knew the last time I thought about that idea, I put it off for a year. This time when I got that hit of dopamine, that hit of inspiration, I took action super fast, started doing solo episodes, and then built up from there. It's always better to start your plan, even if it's a small step. Just make a small step and then course correct along the way. The problem that I have as a former deferrer, and the problem that you probably have as well, is you create these plans and you think what the plan's going to do is make it super simple and easy for you to implement. You can just take a step-by-step action list. But what our brains end up doing is overcomplicating it and we get overwhelmed, and it makes the mountain, it makes it a molehill, a mountain out of a molehill, basically. So if I, when I first started the podcast or wanted to start my own YouTube channel, made a 10-page step-by-step checklist of what I had to do, you know, buy the camera, record this video, record that video, contact that person, find this room, all of that, I wouldn't have started because it would have been too overwhelming. It would have taken too much activation energy and mental energy for me to begin. Whereas if you just say, okay, I'm going to write 3 bullet points down. This is what I'm going to talk about. Let me just do it now. I'll take 5 minutes to set up the camera, 5 minutes to script the video, start talking to the camera, do that every day. If you do something every day for a year and stick with it, you'll get results. A year later, a month later, you've got 1,000 subscribers, you've got 10,000 subscribers, one of your videos gone viral. That's all it takes. When I first started the podcast, I didn't know how to get guests on the show. I didn't know how to use AI software to improve the audio. I didn't know how to reach out and email guests. I learned that as I was recording the show. Imagine if I was a deferrer and flipped it the other way around, where I had to learn how to color grade, how to fix the audio, what software to use, how to contact guests via email effectively, how to repurpose them and turn them into short social media clips before I actually started recording. I would have got too overwhelmed, too stressed out, and I would have quit my dream of becoming a podcaster. So if you want to take one thing from this segment of the podcast, it is to stop being a deferrer. If you have an idea, just take action straight away. If you want to start a pottery business or you want to become a pottery content creator, buy some equipment that will allow you to start making pottery. Or if you have the equipment, tomorrow or actually now after this podcast, or as you're listening to this podcast, record yourself making pottery if you already know how to do that, and then post it on social media. Instead of coming up with this, you know, 28-day content plan or the 6-month content plan, and I'm going to do this that day, that the other day, step by step, 100 steps. You just get the camera, set it up, record a video of you creating the pottery or whatever you're going to create, and then post it on social media. And then repeat that. And as you repeat that, you'll get better. You'll start adding some more things, removing some other things, automating a few other things. And then in a month or 3, you're going to be a pro pottery content creator. That's just as an example. But say you wanted to, you know, travel across Europe or go, you know, backpacking across Europe. What would you do? You would go onto AI and you'd start looking at the prices or the most effective way to travel through Europe. So instead of flying, maybe you'll take the train and go Interrailing, because you can pay, I don't know how much it is, let's just say like £100 or £500 to travel through Europe on a train, and that ticket gives you a certain amount of stops, and you buy that ticket. Instead of planning the entire trip, you just buy the ticket and then start planning once you've done it, because you've already put some effort and some resources into the idea. Now you have to implement it. It's such a good way to take action rather than trying to plan the entire thing and then end up not doing it. And I'm really hitting this deferrer versus outlier, you know, topic, because I was such a deferrer when I was younger. I'd come up with all these plans to start a YouTube channel, start these weekly videos, post every day on social media, start this business, go to the gym or whatever, whatever. And the big mistake I made was planning it. If I wanted to go to the gym, I should have just bought a membership, because I've put some of my money into that. I feel like if I don't go to the gym, I've wasted my money. Instead of coming up with this content plan, I should have just recorded a video and posted it onto the internet and then done that again the next day and then the next day and then the next day. And then over time, I would have slowly figured out what I wanted to do. This is the fundamental difference between the deferrers and the outliers. The deferrers have a plan and or have an idea and then over plan and then get paralysis by analysis and never take action. The outliers have an idea, think what's the smallest action they can take to start that idea, and then they just do that. And then they build up from that. That's the fundamental difference. And do you want to be a deferrer or do you want to be an outlier? Because if you just start with a small action, you're ahead of 99.9% of people, because 99.9% of people defer, procrastinate, and say they're going to write the book next year, and then they never write the book. Compare that to the outlier who thinks of writing a book, writes the first paragraph and writes the first chapter on the first page, and then continues to do that, and then figures out the rest of the story as they're writing it. That person is going to become the best-selling author because they actually took action, versus the person who thought of it, told everyone that they're going to become an author, told everyone that they've planned the entire book and then never write it to begin with. So take a small action when you have an idea and plan as you go along. The best plan is action, and the only way to become an outlier is to take action, my friends.